Hey loves, thank you so much for tuning back into my podcast. We are in the month of May. Oh my goodness, does time fly. Happy Mother's Day to all of you wonderful mothers out there. I know this message is coming in a little late, but I have a very powerful message for you mothers and a very encouraging word, because us women, we're phenomenal. We're strong. We have so much grace and so much class, and we're able to endure so much. And I just want to take the time to say Happy Mother's Day to all of you hardworking mothers that work day in and day out, that work tirelessly to make sure that their children and their love and their spouse or their significant other, whoever their household is together. Thank you so much. You are appreciated, not just today, but every single day, because a mother's job is never done, which we all know. Today, I wanted to focus on a virtuous woman, a hopeful woman, and a woman who doesn't have a fear of the future. Now, just a personal story myself. When I first found out that I was going to become a mother, I was baffled. I was like, wait, what? Me? A mom? No way. This can't be serious. I had so many thoughts that went through my head, so many doubts, so many, I'm not where I want to be, so many, what are my parents going to think? I've always told myself as I grew up, I will always make sure that I'm married and do things, you know, the biblical way. Make sure that I'm married, then I'll have children, and then I'll, you know, lose my virginity, all of that. But that's not how my life worked out. And I'm grateful for what I've went through, because it only made me greater in the person that I am today. And I feel like I had to go through those things for God to show me how he was trying to move into my life. And I remember wanting a girl so bad. I was praying, asking God, please give me a girl, because I want to do all the girly things with her. And I'm such a girly girl, so I want a daughter. But when I found out I was having a son, I was upset. I was mad for like 2 weeks straight. I even told the doctor when she showed me in the ultrasound, she was like, oh, well, you're definitely having a boy. I said, well, how do you know? As if the lady's not experienced and she don't know how to read an ultrasound. She was like, well, there's his penis. And I was like, okay, you know what? You said enough. I'm having a son. Whatever. I was upset. I was in my feelings. I was like, God, why are you giving me a boy? You know, I really want a girl. And God spoke to me and told me, it's not about what you want. It's what I know. It's what I know what you need, and it's what I want for you. And I was like, okay. So I started to accept the fact that I'm having a son. And I'm very grateful to this day that I have a son, because all that I've endured throughout the years of being a single mother, if I would have had a daughter, I feel like it would have had a stronger impact on her opposed to my son. But my son is literally my ride or die. Like, he's really a little man. He's really very protective of me. He loves me. And he always looks out for his mommy's best interest. And I love that. So I'm so grateful that God gives us what he knows we want and we need, not what we want. So today, just getting back on topic, I wanted to focus on just encouraging those mothers that are single. Because I heard a young lady yesterday say, you know, I mean, dang, I feel horrible. Like, it's so embarrassing to tell people that I'm a single mother. Like, I didn't ask to be a single mom. Like, I look bad. Like, oh, her man, she had a baby with him and her man left her. And I said, no, sis, it's not you. I said, don't go around beating yourself up and doubting yourself because he left you. Take that as a win, as a gain. Focus on you. Focus on your baby. Don't be so caught up in what other people think and how other people are going to view the situation. Because if you would have stayed with him and he was doing you wrong, then people are going to view you as being stupid and dumb. So don't be so focused on what other people have to say, and do what's best for you and your child. When you become a mother, women, and all of you moms know this, when we become a mother, we sacrifice ourselves for our child. We sacrifice our lives, our decisions, our choices, the company we keep, all of that we sacrifice to make sure our child doesn't ever be in a situation that is unhealthy for them, doesn't have to ever go without. We sacrifice so much. So don't ever feel bad for making a choice that's going to be a greater gain for yourself and for your child. His loss, not yours. Us women, we have to remember, and we have to get back to realizing that we are the prize. The Bible speaks of a woman, of being like rubies. We're beautiful. We shine brightly. We have so much strength. We have so much dignity and love and respect, and we're nurturers. We're the backbone. So don't ever feel like you are the dumb one, or you are the one that's unworthy. No, it's not you. It's him, or it's whoever else. Okay? So the verse I want to focus on, an encouraging word too for us single mothers. You're not in it alone. God didn't design you to be in any situation by yourself. So just know that God is with you every step of the way. God will provide, God will take care of you, and God will take care of that baby. Because remember, at the end of the day, their fathers are their earthly fathers, but their real father, their real daddy, is God in heaven. And he never runs out of his supply. His supply is unlimited. His mercy is unlimited. His love is unconditional. Because we have that, we don't have to worry about what no man on this earth can give us. Because God can triple, quadruple all that. So fix your mind on things that are heavenly, and look to God to give you those things that you need, and not nobody here on this earth. I say it all the time, and I know sometimes my friends are like, you know, you're different now that you became a mom. Well, I'm sorry. I'm not trying to remain the same. I'm trying to grow and evolve now that I'm a mom, because I have a young child. My offspring is looking up to me. I can't be out here making foolish decisions. I can't be out here thinking irrationally and not thinking about, you know, the livelihood, the safety of my child and the future of my child. No, it's no longer about me. It's all about my child. I have a mouth to feed. I can't spend frivolously. I can't go out and party and get drunk and, you know, just be out here wilding out, sleeping around with different people, bringing different men around like my son. No, I have a child, and everything that they see, they're processing it, whether they speak on it or not. And don't be fooled. These children are a lot smarter than we think, okay? So let me get back onto the message. That was just a little bit of encouragement, because I know single mothers, we feel it the toughest. You know, we go through so much. But hold on to your support system. Hold on to your village, because God has placed them in your life for a reason. But let's go to Proverbs chapter 31, verse 25. It says, "She is clothed with strength and dignity, and she laughs without fear of the future." Let's go back to the first part of that verse. She is clothed with strength and dignity. God has already allowed us as women to be clothed with strength. So don't say, "I can't do it," because you're clothed in strength. That means strength is all over you, sis. You can do it. You just got to push through. You got to birth that new you. You can't allow yourself to be handicapped or to be stagnant and stuck in the same place because you feel like you can't push and birth that wonderful, powerful woman that God is trying to create you to be. No, push. And I promise you'll come out a lot better and stronger than you were before. And not even just physically, it's mentally. Because us women, we go through things emotionally, mentally, everybody does. But women, because we're more emotional human beings, we tend to allow things to get to us in an emotional state. So a lot of things we may do out of vulnerability. And don't do that, because then you'll have a regret down the line because you did it out of a vulnerable state. Never make decisions when you're feeling vulnerable. Know that you are clothed in strength. So that means God will give you the strength to do whatever you need to do to get yourself together, to have, to take care of your child. God will give it to you because he's already clothed you. Meaning you wear strength on you, sis. It's there. Can't nobody take it off. Can't nobody rob you of that. God has given it to you. So take that strength and push and push and push until you get the results that you want for yourself and for your child. You'll sacrifice a lot, but what's a gain if you didn't have to sacrifice or lose anything to get to it? So always remember that. And dignity. Us women are to respect ourselves. Don't tear one another down. Don't be jealous of somebody else just because they may have a certain feature that you want and you don't have. They may have a certain career, a certain life that you have, a certain man, a certain family. Don't envy what somebody else has, sis. Because what's for you is for you, and can't nobody take that away from you. What's for her is for her, and you can't take that from her either. Even if you try, it's going to still come to her, because guess what? God has ordained it to be that way. Each one of us has our own blessings. So bask in your blessings. Worry about the wonderful things God has done for you. Be grateful and do what you have to do for you and yours. And I promise you, if you're fixated on you and yours, you will have no time to look at or be worried about what the next person, next female is doing. We have to unite women. We have to come together in unity. We have to love each other. We have to lift each other up. We have to support one another because we're a tribe. We're all in this together. There's no hood like motherhood. We all from the same hood. And what is it with gangsters when they from the same hood? What do? They ride for one another, right? They have each other's back, right? They kill for one another. They check people for each other. Why can't we have that same type of hood when it comes to motherhood? Let's help each other out. If you in a grocery store and you see a mom in the store with her baby and she's trying to get her wallet out because she got to pay for her food, but the baby is crying nonstop, if you could take a moment to ask, can I help you out in some way? Help her out. If you see a mom walking and she's with her child, and if she stops and she may ask you, oh, you know, can I get a little something so I can get on a bus for me and my baby or get some food? Sure. Because you know what it's like to be in that shoe of being a mama. You got to provide for you and yours. If you see another mama looking down, not looking herself, you could tell the life is just taking a toll on her. Give her an encouraging word. Let her know it's going to be all right. This is just a season. This too shall pass. You'll get through it. But we have to stick together. No more. Don't let these men tear us apart. Don't. If the man want to cheat on you and want to be disloyal to you, want to verbally abuse or physically abuse you, let him go. He dead weight anyways. You don't need him. Don't stick around in unhealthy situations and cause your child to suffer from it in the long run. It's easier said than done, sis. I know. Trust me. But at some point, we got to rise up. We got to rise above all the odds that are against us. And we have to persevere and push through. We have to be resilient. We have to push through without fear of what will happen and just go for it. Because God has allowed a woman to be strong. He's telling us in his word. He's clothed us with strength. I'm getting so excited. I'm over here. Just, oh, y'all should see me. Like, I'm into it right now because I was just having this conversation with a few ladies yesterday, and I just feel like God just kept placing this on my heart. Like, you got to speak to the women, you got to speak to the moms, you got to get us back to that place where we are uplifting and really empowering one another. I don't like when I see women empowerment, but the people be real mean in real life. You can't be contradicting like that, sis. You can't be hypocritical. Either you're going to be one way or you're going to be the other. But don't be out here saying that you all about girl empowerment, queens getting it, making moves for themselves and their families, boss babes. And then in real life, you gossiping about somebody that is making those strides. Don't do that. Don't be that female. Really be about what you say you're about. Practice what you preach. Show up and be that person that you post to be. Post meaning post on Instagram, social media. Post to be. Be that first, be that female, be that person. And the verse continues to say, and she laughs without fear of the future. That means she's joyful. She's jovial. She's happy. She can laugh. She has no fear of what is to come because she knows that God has given her that self-respect, that she's clothed in. She's, you know, all saturated and she's set in it and it's marinated in her. She's clothed in her dignity. She's clothed in her strength. So she don't have no problems about what is to come. She ain't trying to compete with no other female because she knows I can't have what you have. You can't have what I have. My blessings lie ahead. And you are not the giver of my blessings. So you definitely can't take them away from me. So I'm happy for you. Keep doing you. Keep winning. Keep bossing up. Keep loving on you. Keep being a great mom. Keep beating those odds. Because you know, you got that dignity and that strength that can't nobody take away from you because it was already given to you. So really let this sink in. Really think on it, ponder on it day in and day night. Don't be that woman that is unsure, uncertain about who she is and where she's standing and her purpose. No. do some soul searching, do some loving in yourself, do some fasting, be in the word of God, be in heavy prayer with God. Let God reveal to you the woman he wants you to be and a woman he's transitioning you into. Because I know there were a lot of sleepless nights and there were a lot of crying for me to get to this woman that I am today. I still have those moments. I'm not perfect. I still have those breakdown moments when it just gets, when parenting just gets a little overwhelming. You try all you can. There's no manual to this at all. And all us mommies that are listening knows there's no manual. They don't say, here goes the instructions on how to be a mom. Nope. You either gonna pick up and figure it out or you're not. But it's just like, it's something about when that child first exits your body and you hold your child for the first time. It's like those motherly instincts snap right in. I'll go to bed. I'll go to war for my child. I love my child. I'm grateful for my child. And I honestly couldn't see my life without him now that God has given him to me. So because of that, I'm always mindful of the choices that I make to ensure that everything that I do leads me back to my why, which is my son. So stay encouraged, moms. It may not be easy. We may not always, you know, feel like we have it all together. You probably won't ever have it all together, but never stop trying. Never become complacent. Always work hard to do better and want more. You know, keep trying to learn and figure it out. You'll make mistakes. First time mommies, don't worry about the mistakes you'll make. There's no perfect mommy. Don't kill yourself trying to be a perfect mommy. Don't try to have a perfect body after you've had your baby. I remember I was on like this crazy crash diet, just trying so hard to lose the weight from having my baby. But I darn near passed out at a fellowship on a Sunday because I was taking crazy fat-burning supplements, just anything to make me smaller after I had my son. I'm feeling fatigued. I'm getting hot. I had to leave from the table, and I'm like, what is going on with me? I did not feel myself, and I feel like at that day, God let me know that you're in a rush to get your body back for what? You need to be, you're focused on the wrong things. You focus on yourself. You need to be focused on loving on your baby and adjusting to motherhood, and that weight will fall off over time. So don't be so hung up on losing the baby weight. Don't be so hung up on staying in situations that aren't healthy for you. Remember, let's encourage each other. Let's uplift each other. Let's empower one another. Let's support one another. Let's reassure one another that God will take care of all of us individually, collectively. God will supply. God will restore our minds from anything that we may have lost or may have traumatized us before. God will deliver us from any doubt, any insecurities, any fears. I went through postpartum. God will deliver you if you're experiencing postpartum depression. It's real. So when you see signs of it, seek help from your doctor and find out things that you can do to heal from it, because it's real. It comes. It's a difficult transition to motherhood. But remember, we are from the same hood, moms. So we need to ride for each other, help each other in this motherhood. Share tips. If you know any tips that you learned as being a parent, share those with other moms. I used to have a mom blog where I would share mommy tips and everything with other moms, because it's a support group. It's a community of us. We all need that help and that guidance. So share freely. But please don't allow these men or, you know, these situations change it in your life. You know, now that you have a child, you can still go back and get that degree. You can still go get that career job that you've always wanted. I'm in a career position, and it took me a while to get here. And after having my son, I thought the career that I really wanted was thrown away because I wasn't able to be as flexible as, I mean, I wasn't able to be on a demand, on a call like I needed to be for that position by having my child. But God showed me that I will make a way for you all the time, even when you don't see the way. So trust God. You can still do everything that you want to do with the baby on your hip. You just got to have that determination. You got to have that dedication. You got to be dedicated determined. Like, you got to really want it. But also, use the support system and the village that God has blessed you with. Let's encourage each other. Let's love on each other. And just know, like it says in the word, we are clothed. Meaning it doesn't come off of us. It's on us. It's in us. With dignity, with strength and dignity. I love you all. I pray that all of you enjoyed your Mother's Day. Share this message with a friend, with another mother, mommy-to-be's. Spread it. Because we need all of this mommy love. We need all of this sister, womanly, queen love. Because we're queens. And we should never allow us to think any lower than that. Still get sexy, still get cute. Just because you're a mom doesn't mean you have to dress and wear mommy clothes. No, you could be a cool mom. You could be a popping mom. You could be a sexy mom. But at the end of the day, remember, you are an example and you are exemplifying what it is to be someone great or a role model in your child's eyes. So remember, they don't imitate what they hear. They imitate what they see. So always just make sure that you're mindful of your child when it comes to certain choices that you make in life. But we're going to go ahead and close out this podcast with the word of prayer. And I pray that this touched someone today, because I was very touched and moved sharing it with you all. And I just pray that God was glorified in this word and that he was able to intervene and really move on the spirit of some of you that are listening. Dear most gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you, Father. We thank you for this Mother's Day, for us to love on our mothers, for us to love on each other that are mothers, for us to love on our children. Thank you for blessing us with our children, Father, because we know that children are a gift from you. There's nothing that we can do to have a child. It's all on you to give us a child of our own. And we thank you for that, Father. We thank you that we've been able to enjoy this day, that we are in our right mind, that we are in this together, and that we are here to help one another, encourage and support one another. Help us to lift each other up and not tear each other down. Help us to love on one another and not compete or be intimidated or jealous of one another. But help us to really stick together and help us to always stay encouraged and always be sensitive of what others may be going through, Father. Help us not to be in any situation that are unhealthy for us. Help us not to make any irrational decisions or any decisions out of vulnerability. Help us to always keep in mind our child. Help us to make the right choices for our children and for ourselves. Help us to make the right sacrifices for our children, Father. And help us to know that you have blessed us to be clothed in dignity and strength, and that we laugh without fear of the future. Thank you for women making women so powerful, so wonderful, so strong, so loving, so nurturing. And thank you that we have the ability and the gift to bear a child, to bring life into this world, Father. Help us to take care of our temples and help us to take care of our mind and ourselves. Help us to love ourselves. Help us to have the confidence. Help us to have that unconditional love for ourselves like your son Jesus Christ has for us. Help us to know that through him we could do all things that are possible. We could do all things through him that gives us strength, and everything is possible with you, God, and with your son Jesus Christ on our side. We love you. We praise you. We thank you, Father, for this wonderful word and just for you, Father, and that you may be glorified in all that we do. I love you. I praise you. In your son, Jesus Christ's name, I pray. Amen. Okay, queens, you all have a wonderful week. I love you all. And until next time, we'll meet again.